This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel. My co-host is Jane Berger. And our guest today is Keita Fleming, who is the chair of the Health Information Technologies Department.
Yes. Welcome, Keita.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming.
It's so wonderful when we have guests. We love guests.
I know. So
Jane's most favorite words to hear me say, Jane, do you have a passage?
Right here. Where'd my pencil go? Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. So since we're celebrating Black History Month, February is Black History Month, something I learned in this book was that there is, just like in our spoken word, or that we can all hear in the different dialects and such, within ASL, American Sign Language, there are also some different types. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
She had plans for a follow-up series, the history of BASL, or Black American Sign Language, something about how in some cases segregation wound up giving Black kids better language access, because when oralism took over white deaf schools, deaf teachers were sent to Black deaf schools, since no one cared whether Black kids learned to talk. She was still working on the angle, though. Most people swiped right by a video unless it was funny. Then again, a system so hateful that it ended up depriving white kids of language and accidentally giving it to Black kids was kind of funny in a way. This is Charlie's roommate, Kayla, who is Black, and, if you haven't kind of followed the book, Charlie doesn't know sign language of any sort, so she's trying, and she's picked up a few things, but then she thought she was, kind of doing all right, and then Kayla pops up with this whole different kind of dialect. I don't know, is that the right word? Mm-hmm. And then she was lost all over again, and Kayla and one of the other students at the school who is fluent in ASL were kind of giving her a hard time. So we were talking about the importance of communicating in healthcare.
Yes.
And in your area, so health information, documenting the information, sharing the information, it's critical to be accurate. So what would you do? Have you had any personal experience, or do you know of any of your students who have had personal experience with either someone who's deaf or hard of hearing? I think of my dad who, never wore a hearing aid in one, so he might as well have been non-hearing. Mm-hmm. How do you teach students? How do you handle the information flow and such?
So first, I'll say on a personal level, my cousin is what we would call hard of hearing, and he used sign, but it was very minimal to our family. And perspective-wise, as we look back, none of us ever really tried to adapt and say, hey, let's learn. He adapted to us more than we. And, that was also, something that I often think about, with our family. When it comes to health information technology and our students, we are a huge part of our program is health literacy.
Okay.
And the whole concept of health literacy is to ensure that everyone is being communicated with well.
Gotcha.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? This is where we kind of teach our students. We have a piece in our accreditation where we discuss, you know, cultural diversity and understanding that there are other ways to communicate with that person, and how do we do that, and how do we ensure that they get a well-rounded quality of care. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
that's good to know.
Yeah, it's major for us and our students, just to make sure that we understand our clients and we're giving them that best patient-centered, you know, care. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Well, and, you know, going back to your cousin, I think that's how us hearing folks
absolutely
have always been. It's like, well, mm-hmm, you know, we're not the minority here. You're the one.
Absolutely.
We all can hear. And,
but
wow,
unfortunately,
how privileged.
Yeah, right. Well, absolutely. And unfortunately, I don't think this is specific only to deaf individuals.
No.
I think it is the one who is the minority.
Absolutely.
Often
it's across, it's
yes,
across
yep
the board.
Yep.
We tend to want folks to conform to what
yes
we think is right.
Yep.
So in an instance within the book, when they're discussing the implant,
mm-hmm,
and the parents are like, yes, because mm-hmm they are disabled and they are, you know, and they need to hear because hearing makes you better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's right.
And it's right.
Yep.
It's the right
yep
thing to do.
Yep.
Well, this brings in patient advocacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we focus on as well in HIT, knowing your rights, understanding mm-hmm informs consent,
mm-hmm,
and understanding that that matters. So just having those social, you know, understanding those that she really was, Charlie was not happy with the whole implant situation, that conversation could have been had at seeing the health professional could have engaged with the parent to say, is this the right decision?
Mm-hmm. Well, and no one asked her. It wasn't just the fact that, you know, she didn't feel like she was part of any community,
mm-hmm,
but it hurt. It was
yes
uncomfortable. It didn't work. It, you know, shocked her. That, to me, was the bigger
right
you know thing. Are you not listening to what she's saying? And so doesn't matter the age of the parent, I think.
Well,
I mean,
they,
of the patient, I'm
right
sorry.
They may be listening, but they're not hearing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And speaking of listening, we got to wrap it up for
I
today.
Know.
Which I know. We I'm get sorry started and I then
know
it always feels that way.
I know.
But you know what? We'll just have to have you back.
Yes,
okay,
please.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, so listen to Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, Thursdays at 7 and 10 in the morning and 7 and 10 in the evening. You can also listen to the podcast anytime. Find the Let's Talk Big link on the outcom.com website. That's outcom with two M's. OwensOutcom.com. On behalf of Jane Berger and Keita Fleming, I'm Jen Hazel. Keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outcast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit OwensOutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. OwensOutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.